This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Having shifted strategy in Iraq and Afghanistan, the Obama administration now faces the challenges of the rest of the world. Some of those challenges brought Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to Thailand today. That's where she sat down with NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Secretary Clinton has what looks to be some pretty intractable problems on her agenda here in Thailand, which is hosting the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Regional Conference. Before she flew to Phuket, she joined me in a hotel conference room in Bangkok, where I asked her about reports that the North Koreans are building tunnels in Myanmar and concerns that a North Korean ship the U.S. had been tracking last month was headed to Myanmar as well.
Well, we think that North Korea is opportunistic in trying to find markets to sell the only thing it produces. It can't feed its people, and it doesn't have any industrial base to speak of. So they have really poured a lot of the limited resources of the country into weapons, including nuclear weapons. But if you look at the example of the ship, that actually turned out to be a positive story. I worked with my counterparts in China and India and Russia, and we made it clear to the Burmese government that, you know, they were expected to comply also with the United Nations Security Council resolution that was carefully crafted to try to prevent the export of technology.
Are you worried? I mean, are there any indications that there's nuclear cooperation going on, given North Korea's history in Syria?
Well, you have to assume that North Korea would sell anything to anybody if they could find a market for it. And, you know, the Burmese military junta is very closed and unfortunately impervious to the best efforts of the United Nations and the European Union and their neighbors in the region and the United States. So I think we just have to be very cautious and try to figure out what's going on.
And it has money, gems.
Well, it has money. It has, again, money that goes only to a select few of the leadership and pretty much leaves the country behind.
The U.S. policy review on Myanmar is on hold awaiting this trial of Aung San Suu Kyi, the Nobel laureate and opposition figure. I wonder if you're worried that, you know, people in the region are looking to the U.S. to lead on this. So what message do you come with on that issue?
Well, but most of our allies in the region are equally concerned about Aung San Suu Kyi and the relentless persecution that she has faced over so many years. So I think it's understandable that the United States and others would say, no, wait, we can't change anything with respect to your country unless you release Aung San Suu Kyi. I personally am very committed to doing whatever I can do to help her gain her freedom, which she so richly deserves.
I want to ask you about something earlier in this trip, because you were in India, you launched this strategic dialogue, and I want to ask you something sort of specific. Did you manage to persuade India that it's time to get tough on Iran?
Well, I think India shares our concerns about Iran pursuing nuclear weapons. India has shared a lot of information with us, and we're going to continue to deepen our intelligence cooperation. I think that India understands the threat of nuclear proliferation to and by both countries and non-state actors like al-Qaeda and others. So I'm very much looking forward to, in the course of this strategic partnership that we announced when I was there, really delving into depth with India about their ideas about how to try to dissuade Iran.
You've definitely shown a personal interest both in India and also on China policy. You're leading this strategic dialogue next week in Washington. I wonder if you see those as sort of emerging as your signature issues as Secretary.
Well, I think my signature issue is being the Secretary of State, and that means being involved in the whole range of everything that's going on. So I'm not into a frame where I'm going to take something and leave others to do other things. I like to put really good people to work on very hard problems. We have a very full plate, and I'm responsible for making sure that, the dinner is served and eaten well, and that people think we've, advanced America's interests.
Madam Secretary, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, and thanks for coming on this trip, too.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Thailand, speaking with NPR's Michelle Kellerman.